Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and we lead off with... We lead off with Investigative Reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. This is Think, Aim, Fire. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, guys.
Did we lose you, Bob?
Nope. Said what's up?
Okay. Well, we lost you for a minute, Bob. So, I know that this has been, you guys have been, there's a lot of things happened since last time we spoke. What's going on, Lee?
Well, I want to start with picking apart the story that the Trace and the Washington Post did. It's more of a hit piece on the SIG P320. First of all, the Trace is, as anybody needs to know or doesn't know, it is the propaganda arm of Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun empire. They masquerade as journalists. They masquerade as a newsroom. They're just anti-gun propagandists. Well, now they've teamed up with the Washington Post, which at one point used to be a good newspaper, and they've come up with this massive hit piece on the SIG P320. I mean, there's been 2 million of these guns sold. But of course, they're claiming that they're completely unsafe. And it just, you know, there's been millions of them sold, and the story basically says that at least 80 people have been wounded by the firearms, either as they're reholstering or they just go off. Bob, you've probably seen a lot of these go through your classes. Anybody ever had any issues?
Not that I can recall. I mean, yeah, they're saying it's just... talking about reholstering. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I've heard of that happening, like them going off. I don't know how the heck that can even happen, but yeah, it's most likely shooter error, and then they get chalked up as, you know, that particular gun ended up hurting someone.
You
know,
yeah,
how did it happen? You know,
I'm quoting from the story here. They're talking about negligent discharges. These have included the holstering or unholstering of the P320, climbing out of vehicles and walking downstairs. I don't buy it. I think it's a great pistol. Is there a branch of the military now that doesn't issue them?
I don't know. I would think Bill probably knows that one.
I think everybody gets them.
Yeah, I think everybody's get them. I know of one incident that was my incident with a SIG P320, and it was not because it went off on its own. It's because I pulled the trigger back and the FCU froze in the back position.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying that before. Yeah.
So with that was when I divested myself of those. But apparently that is a problem. That was an M18, the shorty issued gun, the M17 being the full size. And the shorty M18 with a curved trigger, that was a known issue with that gun.
Well, yeah, and they fixed it. I mean, our friend Dan Zimmerman at Truth About Guns dove into these 100 or so alleged incidents and found that one of the injuries was a guy who press-checked his 320 with his hand over the muzzle, and he ended up with an unwanted hole through his hand.
Right.
So, I mean, 2 million of them out there, 80 to 100 accidents or negligent discharges. I can't chalk that up to any kind of problem with the weapon. Can you guys?
I don't know. You'd have to be there and see it happen, you know? Because that's the other thing. People reporting them, like, that happening. Who knows what really did happen, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't say anything unless I actually saw it happen in front of me. And I was like, oh, thing just went off and no one touched it.
Yeah, and you know, law enforcement, if it goes off on its own, you're going to be disciplined. So you might as well blame the gun rather than eat a couple of days.
Well,
I'm sure.
One of the things that, and I think maybe Dan touched on this, is that this may be legal momentum since some of these guys have seen this happen. That they may be jumping in on the bandwagon because everybody thinks they can put themselves in a better position. Because I would imagine having a negligent discharge is never a good thing.
Not a good career move.
No. Right now in the IRS, there have been more armed agents have negligent discharges than they've actually used their weapon in the field.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I may write something about this alleged story because it's a hit piece. They also say in there that, you know, because of the PLCAA, none of these quote unquote victims can sue Sig Sauer, which is absolute bull. If you're injured by a defective product or by a defective handgun or defective carbine, you can sue the manufacturer. I just don't see a lot of these lawsuits gaining any traction because 80 or 90 problems out of 2 million, not very good odds.
Yeah. I just wouldn't buy one. Anybody looking at buying one, buy one with a straight trigger because they offer the FCUs with a straight trigger. Those are the ones that work really, really well and have no issues.
Good to know. Good to know. I want to put Bob on the spot a minute. I've been watching this Department of Defense leak story all week long, and I'm amazed that somehow 53 classified documents got out there. I've worked with classified documents. I'm sure you have too, Bob. Is there no longer any need to know on classified materials, or can you just get in and get access to whatever the hell you want? That's what blows my mind. I mean, every classified doc I've ever worked with, I had a need to see that document for my job. That no longer appears to be the case since you're the one that just got out not too long ago. What can you add to that?
You could get them. I mean, there is, you know, how is it monitored? Who's doing it? I mean, there is ways to get that stuff. I mean, how are they saying like it happened this time?
Well, I mean, what are they saying actually got out? Because like, Bob, do they still use CEOIs in the military? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. I don't think they do. The stuff that's out is pretty recent and pretty hot. Battlefields assessment in Ukraine. They actually had some of the documents had sources and methods, if you can actually believe that. I mean, it's a pretty serious leak.
And where are they saying it was leaked from?
They're not. They don't. It's all DOD docs, but it was put online a couple months ago on some gaming platform, and nobody noticed until now. I mean, there's stuff in there about the Wagner group, the Russian mercenaries, and how we've infiltrated them. There's stuff out there on Russian.
That just something that where they got hacked?
Let's hold up at hacked right there. We'll reconvene this when we get back. Lee, of course, is an investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation, also at Armed American News, and he is the gun writer at thegunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller, he teaches classified operations at Gamut Resolutions. He's the only teacher of classified operations there. While he's there, go check him out. We'll be right back. This is Think Aim Fire, and this is Lock and Load.
Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think Game Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller, and they were just discussing this classified document security breach that apparently has occurred at the DOD, which is, I mean, the DOD, no offense, Bob, because I know you're the latest one, you got out the latest of all of us, but I mean, I was in the military, and so I feel quite comfortable by going, the DOD is a bunch of clowns nowadays. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I can't disagree. I mean, Bob, give me a yes or no. Can somebody nowadays put their hands on documents that they don't have any need to know?
Well, that would be, I mean, that's the key, is our need to know. So usually not, no.
Okay.
No. I mean, it is compartmentalized in certain sections. So, yeah. So you wouldn't be able to pull up, just go to anywhere and be like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to check out this or this. I mean, you have to be read on.
Yeah, on every, okay. So, like, I can't go in and look for aliens.
But, I mean, what, if it's caught, did they not just said it straight up hackers?
No, it was definitely an inside leak. They weren't.
Oh, then they leaked it to some gamers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, and they hurt us. I mean, there's some real serious classified stuff in there that should not be. I mean, assessments in Taiwan, assessments of the Russian military, the effectiveness of the Ukraine's air defense. So, yeah, South Korea stuff, Turkey stuff. This should not have gotten out there. I was just wondering, since it's been a long time since I saw anything with secret or top secret on it. But it still operates the same way. That, I mean, you have to have a need to know to get access.
Yeah,
you still got to be read on.
I would think it would be depending on how far out that went with people in the know or access to it. I mean, I would think it'd be very hard to start narrowing it down to who it was if it wasn't someone that's attacked.
Right. Right. Well, I hope they get to the bottom of it, because they did discuss sources and methods, and I'm sure right now our adversaries are looking to see who had access to the classified stuff that they gave to us. Okay, questions. Anonymous asks, rifle, shotgun, or handgun for home defense, which do you prefer and why? Bob?
Me personally, I just use pistol. That wouldn't be the case or that would always change for who's asking, you know, but me personally, I use a pistol.
Well,
why is just more maneuverable. It's easier for me to get to, easier for me to maneuver through the house.
Okay.
Not that a rifle for me would be hard, but it's just easier for me to keep a pistol close by than a rifle. Always out and available.
Okay, mine would be the rifle, carbine, your signature AR. I like it. It's got 30 rounds of go away, lights and sights, light, simple, easy to maneuver. That 14.5 with the brake on it is plenty short. Bill?
Well, I mean, it's in graduating steps. So first of all, it'd be the pistol. If I have a little more room, it's going to be my 8-inch 300 blackout. And if Bigfoot is coming in the door, it's going to be my shotgun with some slugs.
Always about Bigfoot. Yeah. We always give up. Okay, Bill Anders, who says he lives in the middle of nowhere, Montana, wants to know, do you have a dry firing routine? I do. Go ahead, Bob.
No, I don't need more. I did, absolutely. Should I still? Absolutely. It just comes down to laziness and time. Which actually, I mean, that shouldn't be an excuse either. I mean, really, you know, like, you could do a fair amount in 5 minutes every night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm in absolutely in the wrong for staying as proficient as I should be, but I don't have a dry fire regiment right now. When I was active, absolutely, every single day.
I do, Bill, probably, I'll say twice a week, but if I'm being honest, maybe once a week. I do 100 ready-up drills just with my handgun, 50 from my battle belt, and 50 from concealment. And that's part of me switching over from plastic pistols to that staccato, getting used to that safety, making sure I'm good on it.
Right.
Bill, do you?
Well, I do. I maybe do it twice a week. I don't do it that much, because what I'm looking for is I'm trying to replicate what I'm doing. And I feel like, and this is a lesson from, I think, the Tao of Jeet Kune Do by Bruce Lee. My reps, I try to make each rep, if I'm doing it 20 times, I want it to be 20 really good reps. And each rep, I want to stick it out there, bring it back, reholster, and I want to assess what I just did. And I'm doing it in front of a mirror or I film it. So, and then I sit back and cuss at myself a lot. But I do it, but my question to Bob was going to be, Bob, how many rounds do you shoot a month, though? I mean, do you even need to dry fire?
No. That would be the reason why I do need to be dry firing.
Yeah.
But because I barely shoot. If it is a class where I'm demoing a drill, I'll get some trigger time, but I hardly ever shoot. I've been trying to do that more. Every time I go to the range, I try to bring at least a magazine or two magazines to shoot, but for the last couple of years, I've been pathetic. It's one of those things, do as I say, not as I do when it comes to training.
Yeah, it's kind of like the professional chef who gets home and eats hot dogs.
Yeah. I don't know. So, might not. I guess an excuse for me. So when the times that I do go shoot at the range, I feel like I'm still pretty close to where I was when I was operational. I mean, my times are a lot slower, but my accuracy is still there. So is that 0.5 seconds or 0.2 seconds in between follow-on shots going to be a difference in a gunfight? I don't know. You know, it could be, but I think if it was slipping a lot more the times that I did go shoot, I'd probably put a lot more time into it. I can kind of judge where I'm at when I do demos, like for SWAT guys or for open enrollment classes. If I'm still beating the guys by 10 or 20 seconds, you know, on their fastest shooter, well, then I'm probably still pretty close to where I was operational.
Well, let's hold up. I got something I want to say about that when we get back. This is Thinking Fire with Lee Williams, investigative reporter, and Bob Keller of Gamut Resolutions. And we are, well, they're in the question-answer phase, which is the very entertaining phase of this, but I just got a thought when we get back. But that's when we get back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The U.S. and Ireland are standing together to oppose Russia's brutal aggression in Ukraine.
And Ireland is working together with the United States and other partners to hold Russia accountable for its actions, including through significant sanctions and export control.
The U.S. Attorney General says a man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents has been arrested. Merrick Garland said 21-year-old Jack Teixeira was apprehended. He's a member of the intelligence wing of the Massachusetts Air National Guard. The reports indicated the FBI made the arrest in Dighton, Massachusetts. The hunt is on for the caller who is phoning in phony 911 calls pretending that there's mass shootings at Texas colleges. One was made in San Antonio targeting the Galen School of Nursing.
Just today, across the state of Texas, there's been at least 7 calls like this.
That's the latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Thinking Fire. We were just talking about dry firing. This is Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Bob, this is just some advice I'm going to give you. You know, it's worth what you're going to pay for it, okay? In the future, if somebody says, how many rounds do you shoot a month? And you know, you're a tactical instructor. You should probably go 10,000.
Hey, not going to lie. And it's a good excuse, so if I ever do get beat by a student, then I have an excuse. I don't train anymore. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I've seen you shoot more than once. If your skills are degrading, you've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Okay. I love this question because I know that these kind of things piss Bobby off. Steve Haugen wants to know, who's the best foreign military that Bob has ever worked with?
That's kind of a tough one because it does come down to what team you're working with, what individuals you're working with, what troop you're working with. You know, like you can't. It's hard to just say it was the SAS guys, the Brit guys, or the Aussies because you don't work with every single one of them at the same time. You know,
right.
I mean, I would just from what I've seen, if I had to pick one specific one, I'd say the Brits.
The SAS.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between Brit and Aussie SAS?
Well, I mean, it just comes down to, it's like I think that's what they call the Aussies, and then the Canadians have. Like, they all kind of have their version of us, or, like, you know, where I came from.
You mean Dark
really,
Force?
The D word.
Yeah.
And really, just a lot of it comes down to just, they, like, we're America. Like, we do everything better.
You know, yeah. And we have a better budget than everyone. So that's a little bit of a thing. And then that comes down to what group you're working with and how much, you know, what are their assets? What's their budget? How many do they have the ability to shoot as many rounds as we do? You know, so it's hard to say, but if I had to say it a whole, I'd say the brand.
What about JTF2 in Canada?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. No, they're good guys, good group. I wouldn't say they're anywhere near where we're at, but there again comes down to kind of budget, equipment, and assets.
Right. I interject?
Sure.
From my time in NATO, when we would do a NATO exercise, and I was in Germany, so we'd be training alongside the Bundeswehr. We'd have the same vehicle. And I look at my vehicle, and it's covered in mud. The only thing new on it is the track pads, and I have just put the 137 of them on by hand myself. And I look over there at the Bundeswehr, and they're in the same vehicle. The dudes that get out of the vehicle have got Brill cream in their hair. The armored vehicle is covered in Armorall, so it is shiny. It is the prettiest vehicle I've ever seen. And when it comes time to take it and maneuver around and everything in the mud and everything, when I get out, it looks like I did it without the vehicle. And their vehicle barely gets splashed. They go through it really slow and everything. And then the other thing, we would do something called the Schutzenier, which was a shooting competition to get a braid. And we would get out there and actually compete, but the Germans would get out there and just fire their whole magazine and miss everything and head for the beer tent. So that was the Bundeswehr, which is the general army of the West Germans at the time that I was in. And I think that's probably indicative of how good anybody might be against compared to America.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the budget to actually train, you know, and use our equipment.
Okay, Anonymous. Do you guys recommend, I guess, pulling the handgun back to your chest after shooting some rounds? I see this all the time, especially holding it flat against your body. Is this real or BS?
I don't think it's a good idea at all.
No, it's more of these range theatrics.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, after they get done shooting, they come back to chest and then do their assess. You know, they look left, look right. I think it's bad muscle memory. If you're doing that after every shot or after every repetition, depending on multiple shots or whatever, it's just bad muscle memory. I see people do it all the time, like in a drill under stress. They'll take a couple shots and before being done, come back their chest.
Well, it's dogma.
That's dogma. What they've done on the range for so many rounds.
Yeah, but that's dogma. That's how everybody teaches it, so everybody copies it. And when you find finding somebody that doesn't teach it that way, what everybody scoffs at that guy. They'd be like, what? I'm not assessing. I'm not doing that. I mean, I always thought that your gun's out there at the ready, and if the gunfight's over, it goes in your holster.
Yep. Yeah, if I don't need my pistol, why am I going to have it in my hand?
Yeah. Because there's still work to do, that it wouldn't be at the chest.
Right.
No.
But I think, yeah, that's another thing with, like, doing training scar or rangeitis or just getting used to doing that. A lot of people don't go back to the holster because they think they're supposed to go back to chest. So then they're going to start their next iteration from their chest instead of from the holster. Like, I think a better way to train, even if you are used to going to your chest, before coming out and doing your next iteration, like go back to the holster and then get another rep of your draw stroke.
Yeah.
You know, just so you're getting more draw stroke practice, because if it came down to a gunfight, that's what needs to happen really fast.
Right.
And I guarantee if you can do it sub-second out of the holster, you can do it sub-second from your chest to target.
Yeah.
So, I think it's kind of a bad training scar. You're not getting the training you could be by going back to holster every time.
Next question is one of my favorite ones. It was sent in by Dirk Diggler. Remember him from Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
That's the greatest name ever. Has Bob ever considered teaching a SEER type course?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be teaching it because that's not my lane. But we have done a class like that a couple years ago. Just brought in other instructors to teach that part. She did shooting as well.
Okay.
So, it's kind of cool. Survival type stuff and SEER-ish type stuff. Because, I mean, you kind of get into the trade craft of that, you know, like what you can and can't teach. But it wouldn't be, if I did it again, it wouldn't be me teaching the SEER part or the survival part. I'd just teach the shoot stuff.
Oh, so are there parts of SEER that you cannot train civilians on? Is that what you're kind of not saying?
Yeah, I mean, you get the right instructor that doesn't care. It wouldn't matter. But yeah, there's things that, like, when you get out trade craft wise, you're not supposed to talk about.
Okay. Tradecraft would be the spy type stuff.
Right. Yeah. How you answer people and how. I would call it common sense stuff. Since that wasn't my thing, I mean, I wouldn't think that it's most of the stuff is like top secret. But I know the guy that I brought in before. There was certain things that he wouldn't actually cover because that was what he actually did in the military.
Okay, fair enough. Next question is from Stuart. I know Lee is an AK guy. I'm looking to buy. Oh, this is the 30th time I've got this question.
Tell you what. Hang on right there. You can finish asking that question when we get back. This is Think Aim Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Right. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think Aim Fire, and I had to interrupt a question in the offering, and, well, please ask that question.
Stuart asks, I know Lee is an AK guy. I'm looking to buy my first one. Any recommendation would be appreciated.
You're not even an AK guy anymore.
I know. I'm an AR guy now. I've got the best AR known to modern man. But the answer is very simple. All AKs will run, so you find one that suits your price tag or what you want to spend, and odds are pretty good it'll work. So, yeah, there's AKs out there for $600-$700 or $2,500,
yeah.
$3,000 for a Krebs.
It's just where will they hit?
Okay. Anonymous, this is for Bob. In your opinion, do blunt objects like pipes, bats, or sticks merit a deadly force response?
Yep.
Oh, a deadly force response.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's confusing, Anonymous, but somebody's coming at me with a pipe, a bat, or a stick, they're going to get shot, and probably more than once. Anybody disagree?
Oh, no.
The scary thing is what are they going to do to you after you shoot them?
Yeah.
And that's the crappy thing that we, in our society, or our laws. I mean, 100%, if someone's coming at me with that, I'm same way, I'm shooting you.
Yep.
Well, I mean, there's a lot more to it than if they have a pipe or a bat. I mean, is this a young fella? Is this more than?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. I mean, it's a judgment call, but if it's something where you're assessing it, you think, okay, I mean, this guy's doing it to, you know, to hurt you enough to where you're going to be incapacitated and then a chance of him killing you. I mean, I'm not taking a chance. And especially if my family is involved too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Bill, I think, was getting ready to say is that, you know, the teenage kid that I can just take the bat away from. I mean, I'm going to be assessing that while it's happening. But,
well, I mean, a kid, that's one thing. Now a young fella that's 21 years old. All right.
They can do some damage too.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to play stupid games, they're going to win stupid prizes. Yeah. You know, that's just
yep. The rule of thumb in law enforcement is anytime there's a weapon involved, you're in fear for your life. Yeah, green light on the deadly force. But, you know, you can always try and put distance or an object between. I've seen an officer get a car between him and a guy with a stick. and he didn't end up shooting him. Although the guy's probably still got pepper spray on him somewhere because he was hosed down. But yeah, for the most part, make an assessment. And if you're in fear for your life or great bodily harm, take action. One thing I wanted to bring up, guys, that's the end of the questions. So the last build that I did, came with, you know, those 80% arms have different size, grips that you can put on, make it a 19 or 17 size. This last one came with an aluminum billet grip that's flared, the Magwell's flared. I just put it on. I didn't even know I had it. It was, they give you so much stuff. I got to tell you, having a little aluminum on the bottom of that grip really changes the balance of that Glock type gun. Definitely not for show. It looks better. It gets you a flared Magwell and a more texture on your hand, kind of swells. Have you ever shot any of those, guys?
I haven't.
It's,
are you just talking about a flared Magwell or?
No. Like 2 inches of the grip is aluminum. So it's a little bit bigger, gives you a little more to hang on to, and it's flared, and it changes the balance of the Glock. I like it. I'm enjoying shooting it.
I have a couple of Poly 80s, and I like them. I like the Poly 80 grip angle a lot better. They are polymer. They're not aluminum. I would imagine that's a different feel. How much does it weigh?
I don't know. It's aluminum, so not a lot, but a lot more than the polymer grip that you can put on. I mean, this thing is really well thought out. I mean, Glock should take notice of some of these developments that are coming in from Poly 80 and 80% arms, because they're really changing the pistol for the better. Of course, you know, every new generation comes out from Glock, the changes are minimal. But man, there are some really good ideas out there in the Glock clone market that I would hope Glock would at least be looking at and considering.
I don't think they do, simply because all of these guys, you've got Boresight, you've got Agency Arms, you've got Terran Tactical Innovations, you've got ATEI, you've got all of these companies that take the Glock and take it to the zenith. And
yeah,
I would sort of expect them to do a pro shop too, but I think they're more happy just doing what they do.
Bob, yeah. when you were running your Glock, you were just doing a 19 with ghost parts inside, right?
Well, when I got out, yeah, before going to Staccato, but when I was in and operational, mine was totally stock.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Go ahead. I only carry custom Glocks. The grip angle of the standard Glock, I can't shoot it. Taking it, shaving it down just a little bit that it does, and then with Terror and Tactical, especially, but what he does between the trigger and the grip is just so smooth that it overcomes my. Now, a Sig P320, I can draw a face on a target with that. The Walther PDP, ditto. So it all comes down to the ergos for me with the Glock, and I just need one that's been massaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. You hit on a good point. I don't know why Glock doesn't have that pro shop. They must not need the money.
They don't. Yeah, I was going to say they don't need to.
Yeah. And two, they, you know, they're churning them out left and right, but. Man, there's a lot of innovation coming out there that you'd think they'd take up and maybe take a look at.
Oh, I'm sure they're looking at it. They just don't. I don't think they care.
No. Last thing I wanted to bring up, you guys got to read my story that went live this morning on Fox News. We held Fox News accountable because for the last 7 years they've been citing fake mass shooting data from the Gun Violence Archive, which is this anti-gun nonprofit that I debunked a couple of years ago.
Right.
And we caught Fox using this crap, fake news stuff, in their online, on their website, and on broadcast stories.
Why were they using it?
Because it kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
They're lazy. It's copy and paste.
They probably just didn't even know or didn't even research it.
I mean, this stuff is so bad. The Gun Violence Archive claims there were 417 mass shootings in 2019. The FBI says there were 30.
Yeah.
I mean, you see the math on that. Yeah. And I like Fox News. I watch Tucker every night. I think Gutfeld is funnier than hell. And thank God I couldn't find any evidence that Tucker or Hannity or Gutfeld or any of these guys were using this. But, you know, Brett Baird has been using it. Trace Gallagher has been using it. They're using it all over their website. They've been using it for 7 years. So, yeah, it kind of blew my mind.
It's copy and paste. They all do copy and paste. See, I call you an investigative reporter because I say, hey, did you see this thing? You'd be like, I'm going to look into it. And then you're gone. I mean, I don't know what you're doing, but you're looking into it. And then you come back, and, I mean, it may be completely different from what I thought it was, but that's because you looked at it and you pulled it apart. These guys don't do that. They get handed.
Yeah,
they don't even look at this stuff. They just get handed the copies of coming out of makeup.
Yep.
All right, here you go, Brett.
I agree.
All right. We're running out of time, so that was a lively thinking fire. I appreciate that, guys.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thanks again for having us.
To check out Mr. Williams, you have to go to thegunwriter.substack.com or Armed American News or SAF.org because he is the lone investigative reporter there. For those of you that want to learn the fine art of killing people with firearms, well, you need to go see Bob Keller. He is a 10th degree black belt in that at Gamut Resolutions. Hour number 2 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.